And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason. KLZ 560 movie reviews will be up in just a moment. We'll get things introduced. I did have a text message that came in that took the words right out of my mouth with our last segment. Some restaurants have invested in tents with heaters just to have more seating, especially the small ones. My question is, there's no ventilation in the tents where they have ventilation in the restaurants and can't see people. What difference does it make if they sit in a restaurant 6 feet apart or in a tent?
Absolutely none, but it makes no difference anyway.
What a bunch of garbage,
John,
this is.
For crying out loud, we just had three young people in here who literally have, because they have no immune deficiency, they literally have a 0.00% chance of being endangered by COVID, and their whole world is shut down.
Yep.
That is the sense that we make of life in Polis's Colorado.
Folks, I'll say it again. I said it in the first hour. I've said it numerous times, and I'll keep saying it. This is not about your health or safety. This is about control, what they can get you to do, what they can get you to agree to do, and by the way, what they can get you to tattle on your neighbor about. That's what this is all about, folks. This is about you tattling on your neighbor and one another, becoming your own police state without any aid of the police.
Can I give you a word?
Am I right?
Oh, you're totally right. And can I give you a word as a guy who was raised on the left?
Sure.
You know what we all are to them? We're one big experiment.
Well said.
That's all we are.
Well said.
We're a lab.
Yep. Well said. All right. So coming up next, family movies. Let's lighten things up. We'll have some fun. It's been a heavy week. Lots going on. We're going to have a good time. We're going to come back at the 5 o'clock hour and talk about Christianity and politics. So not quite as a light of mood as what we're going to do now with family movies, but we'll have some fun with family movies.
I think we will. Okay. I mean, because Polis won't let us families get together. So we got to have family movies.
So here you go. All right. So we'll come back and do that in a minute. Don't go anywhere. If you got suggestions on family movies, you can call us or text us. The text line 307-200-8222 or call us at 303-477-5600. Rich will join us in just a moment. Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks, and they want to help you out with all of your projects in northern Colorado. So no matter what it is, remodel, basement refinish, you name it, they've got you taken care of, and they are, again, in northern Colorado. Find them at klzradio.com or 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates, and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable interest mortgage, and you heard Kurt Rogers with us last night talking about things that you can do with your mortgage, ways to make it work out for you, including getting some of those remodel projects done around the house. Contact Kurt today at 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change. All without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
I Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard should be joining us in a moment. We've got, yes, your favorite family movies.
Favorite family movies. Is Richard on?
And by, real quick, by the way, this is going to be a replay also to the so next Friday we'll replay this day after Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you can take some of these movies and enjoy them throughout the weekend as well.
Yes.
Okay.
But I need Richard on. I've got clips that involve you guys.
He's coming. He just called.
Richard. Richard.
Richard. That's a good family movie, by the way. Are you there,
Tommy
Richard?
Boy.
I don't know if that is a good family movie.
I think it is, actually. We watched it many times as a family.
Well, I'm not sure that was your finest moment as a parent.
Okay, guys. Family movies. Now, family movies, these stick with us because they have those warm moments that touch our hearts and that move us. And by the way, along those lines, we actually have a clip of when Richard found out that John Drush is his father. Here we go.
I am your father.
Is he crying yet?
There's
not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No!
Richard, yeah, was it really that traumatic?
I think it was even more dramatic.
Oh, my word. Okay, who's going first?
Well, I just did.
You just went? That was yours?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to... Because that was The Empire Strikes Back, and in The Empire Strikes Back, that's when the trilogy really took off as a family thing. It's really funny because supposedly the Force moves throughout all things, right, and all people, and yet only this one family seemed to monopolize 95% of the Force.
Okay, real quick, what's our definition of family movie?
Movies with families in them, and okay, I'm stretching on that, but I did that because I wanted the clip of you.
So you're doing movies with families in them, not family movies families can watch.
Not always. Some, yes. I've got a bunch here that are family movies, definitely okay. Family movies. But, and I told you this, you asked in advance, it was movies with families. But, yeah, Empire Strikes Back is very family-oriented. That's where the Force basically became a Skywalker thing. You got dad, you got brother, you got sister, and it just goes on from
okay.
there.
All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, I want to make it clear to your listeners one more time that this is the garbage they spiel on me, is they just say family movies, and I don't know what that means. So I'm thinking over
well,
here,
I don't either,
nice,
so that makes two of us. So Andy will be on his own, it'll be you and me.
Yeah, and Andy's over here thinking, you know, okay, just movies with families in it. You and I are trying to go, you know, nice, warm, and fuzz.
I mean, I told John.
Unbelievable.
I told John it was movies with families in them, did I not? Oh, now you go silent.
I guess. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Richard.
Give us yours.
Richard.
All right, I got one for you. Well, that is, okay, if that's the case, that movie potentially would apply. But I'm going to go with one that was more indicative of our family growing up, and that's Cheaper by the Dozen.
Okay.
And with I'm going to go more the new age with, you know, Steve Martin and Bonnie Hunt and a bunch of, you know, Hilary Duff was in there. You know, this large family, they just have to keep having kids, and then, you know, they kind of come together and they have to help dad, or mom's writing a book about the family, and so on and so forth. It's a nice movie about a family, Andy, as you might say.
It was in my group. I had it down as one. And by the way, it has your dad's favorite actor, Steve Martin.
Exactly. All the more reason.
Okay. Since we're shifting gears on what kind of movies we're actually talking about. By the
whining.
Way, I got a couple in here from text messages, which these are both very good.
Okay.
Blindside and Father of the Bride. By the way, both great movies.
And who stars in Father of the Bride?
Who's in Father of the Bride?
I know, the knucklehead, what's his face?
Yeah, who is that?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I got to ask you guys a question, a very, very, very honest question.
Hmm.
On the day he was born, when Steve Martin emerged from the womb, was his hair white?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Richard says yes.
No, it is a perfect shade of white.
It is.
I don't know if I've ever seen the guy without white hair.
Okay, so since we're going down this path,
okay,
and I watched part of this movie the other night, and this is not a family movie, but it is a movie about family.
Okay.
We're the Millers.
Yeah.
Funny. Funny.
Right? Okay?
It's true.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Well, by the way, what is that movie about?
I totally forget. Is that drug dealing
yeah,
or whatever?
Drug mules.
Totally drug dealing. Great. Quality family film.
It's not a family-friendly movie, but it is a movie about family.
Way to go, John.
It's touching at the end.
You just took this down to the lowest.
Hey, you started
lowest
it.
Lowest of the low.
You started it. I'm just finishing up here.
Okay. Okay. Well, in this next one, this is definitely a family movie about a family.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And I've even got a clip here, and Richard actually was in it, and he did a solo. It was really beautiful. Here we go.
I'll be just saying goodbye. I leave, and he
can I just shoot myself now?
Goodbye.
Please. We never saw this
Richard.
Movie. Did we, Richard?
Richard, you have a no, lovely voice. You know that? What?
Garbage, Andy.
Yes.
Okay, Sound of Music. Come on. A family that cuts down curtains, makes uniforms out of them, and runs away from Nazis while singing. How can you not like that?
Because they sing the whole time.
You guys are just...
That's why.
You're so mean.
Sorry. You're up, Richard.
All right. I'm going to go with... Sorry, I'm having some meat and cheese here. And by the way, I'm getting ready to get on the roof to turn on my Christmas lights. So if I don't come back for a while, you know, call my wife, Dad.
You have
and,
you to know, get on the roof to turn them on? Don't you have an outlet that comes on or what?
Yeah, but the fellow that put them on didn't turn them on to be on. So they're off right now. So I got to go.
Oh,
turn them on.
Climb
you know,
up
it
should
only take you a second. But like I said, you know, just by the way, Andy.
Yeah.
We want to talk about families. When we were younger, my dad did have us help him put up Christmas lights. But, you know, not the normal untangle the ball, that sort of thing. It was, here, hold on to this rope as I dangle you over the other side.
Really?
Yeah, I'd tie the kids on one side. I'd be on one side of the roof. I'd tie a rope around them and throw them over the eave so they could hang the lights. I had a rope on them so they wouldn't fall off. What are you looking at me like that for? It's a true story.
You threw a rope with a kid.
I tied a rope
over the roof.
I tied a rope
and
around
hung it
their
down
waist.
On the other side.
I tied a rope around their waist. I tied a rope around my waist, and I let them climb down that side of the, you know, the.
What
roof.
If you felt the rope jerk and then it started going? Does that mean you have a big one?
I knew I had to pull them back up.
Okay.
We never lost a kid, but that's how we did it.
You're not going to admit how many kids did you start with?
I had the same amount in the end.
Okay.
It's all good. All right, you're up, Richard.
Richard.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways, well, so I'm going to actually, you know, I'm going to keep on that same one. A great family film that you have to start watching around the holidays is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's about a family.
Yep.
It is. It's about a family, even extended family coming together, being one, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, everyone coming together, and there's some hilarity and ensues with it. You know, Clark Griswold, you know, we just all appreciate him around Christmas time and whenever you go to Vegas. So
absolutely.
Papa hey, Giorgio.
Quick question. What's the funniest Christmas lights scene ever?
Funniest Christmas lights light scene?
Christmas Vacation. That was good.
Christmas Vacation when the icicle goes through the window of the neighbors. And it's Julia Dreyfus. You know, she's in there with her Todd, a boyfriend, and you know, the icicle comes flying through the window. That's the best Christmas light.
Why is the floor all wet, Margot?
Margot? Why is the floor all wet? I don't know, Todd. It's hilarious.
What was the sequel?
Yes, that's mine.
What was the sequel with that came out a couple of years ago with Mel Gibson, John Lithgow as the dads who are added in?
Daddy's Home. Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home too.
Yeah, those are hilarious, by the way.
That had a
that's
really
That's about family.
Yeah, that's about family, and that had a really good Christmas light.
Okay, you know what? I'm stealing that movie. That's it for me. I'm using that one. Both of them. They're both family movies, and they're both hilarious.
Isn't that Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah,
and,
Wahlberg and
Will Ferrell?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
They're hilarious.
They are. And Lithgow and Mel Gibson had a ball in the second one. The second one wasn't as good, but those two were really fun.
Oh, they were hilarious in the second one. It was worth watching just for those two, the way they interact.
Oh, they stole it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yep.
Okay, you're up.
Oh,
that was mine. I'm stole that one from you.
Okay. All right. Well, the next one here, And we have this queued up. Okay, this is a real short clip, and it is from a cousin who's this is from vacation.
Okay.
Okay, and this is Cousin Eddie.
Okay.
Has anybody ever told you before your bad luck?
Those were my mother's dying words. But, you know, when you got your body covered in third-degree burns and your foot's caught in a bear trap, you're going to start talking crazy.
Do you remember that?
That's yeah, all
is
of those
there
are hilarious.
A portrayal.
You know, and by the way,
Cousin Eddie was just horrible.
Eddie's as good as Clark, by the way, in all of those.
Yeah.
He just is. Now, the bad thing about that's
so
okay,
wrong.
Okay, real quick, just as a side note, that happens to be one of those. How do I want to describe this? So, you know, there's always a character that when they play a particular part, you can never picture them playing any other part after that without thinking of Eddie. That's Eddie.
That's
totally
true.
Totally agree.
Right?
That's true.
So, I mean,
yes.
No matter what you see, so, for example, he was in Days of Thunder as the car owner. The entire time you're watching it, you're thinking, that's Eddie.
Independence Day?
It, well, same thing.
He was in Independence Day, too.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing. I mean, you can't think of him any other way than Eddie. Right?
Yes.
He just did it so well. It's like Anchorman with Will Ferrell.
Right.
You know, when
yeah.
He obviously, Will Ferrell can never play a serious character. And I don't think that necessarily upsets Will Ferrell. He just can never play a serious character in any way, shape, or form.
Yes. Agree. Anyways, that's how I view Eddie. Anyways, just a side note.
He was funny.
All right. You're up.
It was hard to find a clean clip of him.
Who's up next? You are, Richard. You're up next.
Oh, geez, I'm up with it. Okay, I'm going to go kind of more on the, well, I was going to say this one before. Animated side. Andy, you'll love this one.
Okay.
Which is going to be The Incredibles.
Oh, yes. That was
Family
one of mine.
Family of superheroes. Really well done. Honestly, you can sit down at any time and watch them. One or two, although I'm partial to one over
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
But just an enjoyable film. I mean, it did a good job. You know, the family needs to kind of help each other out. The kids discover their superpowers, and they get to use them and all that fun stuff that goes along with it. So,
okay, I've got one that a listener actually just said as well, and it was already on my list. And that would be You Cannot Have Christmas at All, or Thanksgiving for that matter, without having watched A Christmas Story.
It's classic.
Classic, and it's about family, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Don't shoot your eye out.
No.
Okay, you're up next, Andy.
Okay, I'm going to go to a cartoon as well, Richard, and it's one from a couple years ago, which I think is a great family film about family, Coco, which I thought was
very
little long, little slow, don't get me wrong, but very touching.
Coco's about family? I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and at one point where they show the scene of the father singing the song to his daughter way back when, I guarantee you wherever he was, Dan was crying.
Dan said he was crying at The Sound of Music. He actually texted.
He cried through The Sound of Music?
Probably did. He loves that show.
Was he angry that the Nazis lost? They weren't able to track him down?
I don't know.
And right there, he burst into tears. He's always rooting for the Nazis.
Usually. Okay, you're up, Richard.
You're up, Richard.
All right. No, very true. All right, I'm going to go with another animated one, Andy. Not sure. I think you've seen this one. It actually kind of came out at the start of the pandemic, but wasn't able to be released on into movies. And according to, you know, our beloved governor and, you know,
right.
incoming people, that's not going to happen anytime soon for movies. And that's going to be the Disney Pixar Onward with Chris Pratt and
yeah.
I'm not sure of the other gentleman that's in it. It was, you know, basically this, like you said, they try to bring kind of this wizarding world that's now in modern times. They try to bring their dad back with the spell, and they get him halfway there, and then they kind of have this hilarious journey through to the end of, you know, trying to get him to reappear. And like you said, Andy, good heartwarming film.
Very.
I thought they did a good job, and honestly, I thought it was suited for what it came out on. I'll be honest, I don't know if it would have done great in theaters.
Actually,
to be perfectly honest with you.
It got out into the theaters just under the wire. But you're right, it didn't spend a long time. I mean, everything was getting, it was starting to crash.
Correct. But I think it is a movie kind of, and you're starting to see more of these, which is a topic for another day, of these companies kind of coming out with movies that are more made for the streaming services versus movies that are made for the big screen. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how these companies adapt. But again, Onward, if you're looking for a good family-friendly film tonight that's animated and you haven't seen one, it's a newer film. So enjoy it.
Can I ask you guys a quick question? I put it to both of you. Do you see movies changing with lower budgets?
Yeah.
Seeing more of the online, like Richard is saying, the online type of movie.
Oh, very much so, yes.
Maybe also in the writing. Good writing is expensive. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, and I think you're already starting to see it, Andy, with streaming services going low budget.
Yeah.
For example, The Peanut Butter Falcon, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was a great movie, really well done, but I think it was a low budget. I think it only cost them like $25 million to
make. Very cheap.
And, you know, these streaming services, Netflix, Amazon, Disney now, they can put, you know, they don't have to spend near as much money on the campaigns and stuff, and they can almost try out movies or try out genres or try out actors, Andy, or directors on these films that they put out directly to us as consumers. Yeah. And it may pave the way for better movies down the line, for new directors, new actors, actresses, so on and so forth, kind of coming into their own. And again, I think this is going to be interesting to see how movie theaters come back from this. I don't know if you saw, Andy, what HBO's doing in Warner with Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I saw.
And how they're releasing it through, you know, HBO Max on Christmas Day, the same day that they're putting it out in theaters.
Hmm. Yeah.
For no additional charge.
Yeah, I don't know how it's
going to
work.
And Wonder Woman was going to be a big one, Andy. That was going to be a massive one for them.
Huge, huge, big budget. Big budget. And I don't know. Look, Wonder Woman's going to, it's going to rake it in just because it's Wonder Woman 2. But
how many theaters, though, Andy?
Right.
If you get in Colorado, you may not be able to go to the theater.
I know. I have no clue. Right now, we don't know.
Good call on their part, by the way. All right, moving on. Moving on.
Maybe you can sprinkle the vaccine on your popcorn.
Maybe so. A couple of listeners actually gave me this movie, so thank you, listeners. I will actually take this one and use it. This is definitely a movie about family, but not a family movie.
Okay.
It would be Don Corleone in The Godfather.
Good one. Outstanding.
Good one.
Movie about family.
Totally.
Right? Okay, I'll take it.
It was one of mine, by the way.
All right, Michael, you are next. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Andy. As a quick side note, I my cousin lives in your neighborhood, and she texted me the other day saying I made the newsletter.
Did you make the newsletter?
Yes, there's a picture of me in the newsletter setting up for taking the photo shoot. It was pretty funny. She's like, I didn't even know you were in the neighborhood.
We had, just for people who are wondering what we're talking about, we had a Halloween party in our neighborhood. Michael came and did the photo shoot for it, and the kids were adorable, but the mask Nazis were out, and they kind of killed some of the fun. So thank you, Michael, for making it suck less.
Perfect.
Good job.
Yeah, I was happy to be there, guys. It was fun. So
right.
I've got a few movies. Overcomer is a pretty good one.
Yep.
It's a good Christian movie, good story. Blood Father, I watched that a week ago with Mel Gibson in it. That is not a quote-unquote family movie, but it is about a father and a daughter.
Okay.
But my favorite family movie, and I mean it in the truest sense, is Legendary, with John Cena and, I can't remember the female actress.
I thought you were going to say How to Train Your Dragon. Just because that's you.
Yeah, well, I don't consider that as good a family movie as Legendary, especially since it deals with high school wrestling, and I thought that was one of the best family-oriented movies ever. It brings a family back together and gets a young, nerdy kid to realize that he has more potential.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Good stuff.
Take care, guys.
Michael, thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks, and they want to help you with your kitchen design. If you're ready for a new kitchen, they can help you out. It's really simple. Just go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Bring us in. There you go, Andy. It's all yours.
Welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
It's your turn.
John Rush, Richard Rush, Andy Pate, and Michael just gave me an idea for a movie.
Okay.
Fighting with My Family, the wrestling movie that came out, what was that, about 2 years ago now? Surprising.
Was that The Rock?
The Rock did a cameo in it, but this was a surprisingly good film. And by surprisingly, I mean there was no buildup. Nobody knew this thing was coming at all. It had a tiny little budget. It came out of nowhere, and it rocked people. People were very surprised by it. It got 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it was really good. It's worth renting, folks, if you
want
to.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's about,
it really is.
Yeah, it's about a family that wrestles together, and the girl tries to go big time. It's really good.
It's awesome. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with one that actually Walt reminded me of it the other day. And again, Andy, it was one of these under-the-radar ones, but it's funny. It's got Mark Wahlberg in it, and it's called Instant Family. And it's they go to adopt, you know, basically these kids, and because they can't have kids, you know, kind of go through that journey. But then, obviously, they go to, you know, bring this family in or bring these kids in, but then they have to take the whole family, which is two younger kids and then, obviously, an older daughter. And it's a really cute, funny movie. I mean, I think it's R, so it might be a little bit not super family-oriented. But if it's just you know, and whoever home at night, you know, that's old enough to watch it, it's really entertaining, and honestly, it's a funny movie, and it's got a good story that resonates with a lot of people, I think.
Okay. Good one. excuse me. Oh, COVID cough there. No, sorry, just kidding.
Again?
You know what? I've got one that most people would not think is a movie about family, but it actually is.
Okay.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump. It's about family.
Give it to you.
Yeah.
It's about his mom and Jenny, mom, who he ends up marrying. And, yeah, it's about family.
Jenny.
I mean, isn't it? And, you know, he kind of adopts, you know, Sergeant Dan as, you know.
I think it's a stretch, John.
Lieutenant Dan.
I think it's
Lieutenant
a stretch.
Lieutenant Dan.
I think it's a stretch.
It's not a stretch.
I think it's a stretch.
It's got his mom. It's got Forrest, his son. Forrest has a boy at the end with Jenny. It's all about family.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Nah, I think so.
Come on now.
That's family
Charlie,
enough.
What do you think? You be the tiebreaker. Okay, Forrest Gump about family, actual, he says yes. Charlie is the...
We didn't know the actual topic until the very, you know, the start of the 4 o'clock hour, Andy. We're going to allow it.
Charlie's always kissing up to the guy who signs the checks. I tell you what.
All right, you're
No, that's a good one. And by the way, what a great movie and what an incredible performance.
It's a great family movie as well.
It is.
Well,
it is.
Maybe.
It gets a little rough at times, obviously, but about 90% of it is. Okay, here's one that's not a family movie. It's about a family. And I do have a clip. It's about 40 seconds. I don't know if we'll...
Family movie that's not a family movie.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll listen to all this, but it's about 40 seconds. It's kind of interesting because the guy is wanting to tell his dad, wanting to tell the dad why he wants to marry his daughter, and that's how it starts. But it goes, it derails from there. It's Meet the Parents.
Greg, how come you don't like cats?
I don't not like cats. I just prefer dogs. I mean, I'm just more of a dog kind of, you know. Come home, they're, you know, wagging their little tails, happy to see you.
So you need that assurance, do you? You prefer an emotionally shallow animal? You see, Greg, when you yell at a dog, his tail will go between his legs and cover his genitals, his ears will go down. A dog is very easy to break. But cats make you work for their affection. They don't sell out the way dogs do.
Huh.
Greg, you can milk anything with a nipple, Greg. You have nipples. Can I milk you?
Did you have to bring up that line?
It's hilarious.
Come on, John.
It's a great movie.
It is.
It's a hilarious. Good job, Andy.
You bet.
I'll give you kudos on that one. That's hilarious.
I'm here to help. De Niro, at a moment when we don't hate him. There you go.
Oh, it is such a good movie. Oh, okay. You're up, Richard.
Jeez, I don't know how I can top that one.
I don't either. That's really a good one.
Pretty. Oh, geez. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
On a lighter note, geez Louise, guys, that's some funny stuff. On a lighter note, I'm going to go with, well, Andy, I don't know. I can't go with, well, you know, actually, I'm going to go with kind of a throwback one, Andy, because this is about families, and that's going to be The Goonies.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's, you know,
oh, Goonies, yeah, that's on my list. I mean, that's a good one.
And it's more friendship, yeah. I guess, but.
Yeah, it counts.
You know, they come together and they're, I don't know, they're kind of fun. It's a fun little, cute little family movie that kind of gets overlooked at times, but it's funny, has, you know, the funny parts in it. And I don't know, kind of an enjoyable little film.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have kids in uniforms running from Nazis and singing, but
so Dan just
still good.
Dan just said, did I mention Schindler's List? It's about saving families from the Nazis. That's a stretch, Dan. That's a stretch.
Yeah, Dan, there's no singing.
That's a stretch, Dan. Just saying. That's a stretch.
We couldn't go a week, Andy.
We could not go one. I know. Your dad was actually being good.
Dan messed that one up.
Dan weighs in.
All right, I have one. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Ugh.
It's about a family.
It is. I just didn't like the movie.
I liked it. It was funny.
Andy, I thought it was funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah, it was great.
It had all
the humor, Andy.
Okay, here's a movie that's funny. I've mentioned it before. I don't know if you guys, I don't think you guys ever saw it, with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn in Overboard. And that's where she...
Is that like Schindler's List for me, where you mention it every week, Andy? Because so far you've mentioned Overboard for like the last 4 weeks.
I have not.
Yeah, you have actually.
3 out of 4.
At least.
It's been 3 out of 4. Well, it's been along those topics. I can't help it. And Overboard is a funny movie, and you need to see it so you can be... a better American, like me. Overboard's funny. It's really funny.
It is funny. I won't doubt that. It's good.
Richard, save me.
Go ahead.
I'm dying here.
I'll be honest, I don't know if I've ever seen Overboard.
You would like it.
You'd like it. It's pretty funny. It's a good, and it's a good family movie as well.
And everything he does to her is absolutely wrong.
It is so wrong, but it is funny.
Yeah.
It is really good. All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, fair enough. All right, so I'm going to go back to the animated track and mainly because obviously little kids. And that's going to be Minions, because it's about the family of Minions.
I love that.
And it is a really funny, you know, movie, kind of a prelude for all of the Despicable Me, you know, the trilogy there. And they just did a good job. And you would think about, you know, little guys that don't say anything but banana, you know, that it wouldn't be very good. But it's funny. They've got really funny parts. The character, Sandra Bullock, the villain in it, she does a good job. And just kind of a funny, especially a kid's movie. It's a nice, lighthearted one, and everyone kind of gets a laugh. Plus, Minions are cute.
It must have been fun for Sandra Bullock to play a villain for once.
She usually isn't.
Yeah, because she's always one of those that's, she's on the good side of things.
Yeah.
Okay, I have, oh gosh, it just reminded me of one Andy just did.
I did.
Ooh, so now I have two I need to mention. Okay, I'm going to mention this one first because it was at the top of my list anyways. Santa Claus. With Tim Allen.
Oh, good. Oh, very good.
Good movies, still family, and a family movie all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Great movie. But by the way, if you've not seen The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, you're missing out. They're great. It's a great movie. He does a great job, by the way, as the Santa Claus.
Okay. All right,
you're
I agree.
Up. Yep.
Okay. Well, let's stay with Sandra Bullock, and let's do While You Were Sleeping. Chick flick all the way. I admit it. I just took my man card. It is drifting down outside from the 12th floor.
What's that one about? I've never seen it.
It has Bill Pullman and Sandra Bullock, and
she's the one running from her ex-husband or something, or the crazy husband or what?
No. She thinks she's in love with this one guy, and he's in a coma.
Mm.
And he's sleeping.
Yes.
And she gets basically adopted in by the family because they all think that she's engaged.
He wakes up, doesn't know who she is.
But meanwhile, while he's asleep, she's falling in love with his brother, who's played by Bill Pullman.
Yeah, that's a good movie, by the
way. What'd you think, Richard?
That's a good movie.
I'll be honest, I've never seen it.
It's good. It's a good movie. I'll give Andy that. It is good, actually.
It's cute.
It's
perky.
But it's still good.
It's cute and perky.
Yep, it's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, Richard, you go ahead, and then we got a call from Wade, but go ahead, Richard. You're next.
All right, well, I'm going to go keep on the Christmas theme here, and that's going to be Home Alone.
All of them,
although obviously the original one. You know, it's just about him finding, or not finding, basically waiting for his family. A lot of great humor, funny parts. This was obviously, as he, it was Macaulay Culkin, right? Where he,
and Joe Pesci.
Before he decided to, you know, jump, you know, kind of go off the deep end. Although, if you actually read more about him, Macaulay Culkin, it's on a totally separate note, folks. Read some of his more recent stuff about Hollywood and that sort of thing. We won't talk about it now because it's a little bit downtrodden, but Andy, you'd find it interesting about how kind of Hollywood is this, essentially this evil group of, you know, people that really
prey on, you
know, I've seen him interviewed on it, and I'll tell you what, it's some of the most enlightening, frank talk you've ever seen.
Okay. All right, Wade and Littleton is next.
Home Alone. Great.
Go ahead. Okay, so Wade, you're up. Go ahead, Wade.
Hey, I don't know if you already said this one, but I'd say Joe Dirt.
No, we didn't. Good one, Wade.
Yeah, just want to throw that out there.
Hey, nice good day, job, Wade. Yes, bringing one home for us. Joe Dirt's great, by the way.
Man, I can't. The last time I saw Joe Dirt has been, but it is a funny one.
It's David hilarious.
Quality.
I watched it the other night. It is hilarious. Quality.
Total redneck.
Quality here. Redneck mullet, the whole bit. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, what's wrong with being a redneck?
Nothing. It's just what it is.
I'm your sister. Okay, I won't say anymore.
Okay. Don't.
That. I'll leave it at that. Okay, let's see. In honor of Andy talking about Sandra Bullock, this is a movie about family.
Okay.
The Proposal.
Oh.
With Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right? It's about family because they go to the big, you know, house up in Alaska with his, you know, family and all that, and it's good.
And now drifting down outside the building is your man card following mine.
That's, you know what? It's one of my favorite
That's
movies.
A great one.
I'll just admit it. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Of all time.
All right. Here's a different kind of family movie where a guy intrudes on a family, and this isn't that funny, but it's kind of a cute little scene right here. It's from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
You have much more hair on your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
Uncle Buck is hilarious.
And by the way,
about that one.
And Richard, who was the kid actor there?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, exactly.
It is a great movie. Yes. I haven't seen it forever.
It was actually surprisingly charming.
That's a good one.
This is so sharp, it could actually cut the hair off of the, or it could cut the,
with the axe, the hatchet.
Yeah. Nat, it's hilarious.
When he's threatening this high school boy who's getting to.
He brings his hatchet out of his trunk.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Him and Macaulay Culkin, he's in Home Alone.
Yes, he is.
Who is?
John Candy.
He is?
John
where?
John Candy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's the driver of the van.
She's riding in it when she's trying to get home.
Right.
Guys, what movie did he burst on the scene in?
Is it Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No, before that.
Canadian Bacon?
I don't know. Splash with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, the mermaid one.
And the thing is that it was about Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah, and she's the mermaid, of course. But the guy who absolutely stole the movie was John Candy as his brother, Freddie.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, I love
that. That was one of his big first movies. You're right.
He says, yeah. Okay. Oh, come on, Freddie. You brought a date to your own wedding. I'm a free spirit.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next? I lost track.
I think you are.
I'm up.
You're up. Go ahead, Richard.
My wife brought it to my attention. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. With Dad, one of your favorites, Steve Martin. I know. And John Candy. But a really funny movie. Again, not so much a family-friendly movie, but it's about family. So that qualifies under Andy's criteria.
Those
so
aren't pillows.
Really enjoying they try to get home. And it's a Thanksgiving movie because they're trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
That's true.
So there you go. So you can watch it next week, folks.
Okay.
All I can say, Richard, is those aren't pillows. You know the scene. We'll leave it at that. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Andy, come on.
Okay, I have one, and I do think this one's about family. You guys may disagree.
Okay.
Tommy Boy.
It is.
It's family, right?
It's totally about family. It's about him helping.
And actually, this is a movie where all of us are guilty. We bring that movie up almost every week.
We do, actually. It's hilarious, too, though.
I know. And we will, as science fiction, Tommy Boy. We'll put it in anything.
Pretty much.
Nazis, Tommy Boy.
There we go. All right, you're up, Andy.
Okay. Guys, this is one that you probably have not seen. It stars Dennis Leary, and it's an old movie, but it's called The Ref. Not family-friendly at all, but it's about family, and it's about this guy. He's a thief who breaks into a home and has to tie down the husband and the wife, but it turns out their family is a mess. They're a wreck, and they're arguing with each other constantly, and he becomes the ref, the referee, between all their arguing as the cops close in on him. And it's actually very good.
Okay.
It's funny. Dennis Leary is a riot in this.
Okay. All right. You're up, Richard.
Okay. So I'll be honest. I was looking for, you know, family movies over one of these breaks and, you know, all right, top family movies. And this popped up, and I don't really know how, I guess, because there's a little bit of family in it. Jurassic Park.
What?
Yeah, there's family in that.
What?
Yeah, the dinosaurs are trying to eat them all.
Well, no, and then they go to the uncle, or I guess their uncle or their grandpa or whatever it is, right? Like, the kids, I guess, are visiting him,
right.
John Hammond, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I just kind of thought it was funny. I was like, all right, I guess Jurassic Park has a family in it.
Am I the only one who rooted for the dinosaurs? I just like being on the winning team.
Oh, gotcha.
Andy, they didn't win.
Well,
the dinosaurs did not win.
They did at times. Okay, go ahead, John.
I have one that's probably a stretch on a family or a movie about family, but maybe not. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, well, you know, there's not a lot of family in it, but...
Well, it's him and his sister and his dad and his mom, and they're all in it, and Cameron and his dad and the Ferrari, and yeah, it's family.
Yeah, it's family.
Right?
I like
it. Have you seen the new Chamberlain commercial?
No.
With Cameron in it? And it's got the Corvette that he had?
It's Ferrari.
The Ferrari. They have the Ferrari in the garage, and it's showing the new Chamberlain's garage door that's got the camera built into the garage door opener.
Yeah.
And it's showing him on it, basically watching as the person, you know, the Amazon person opens up the door and leaves it, and then so it says, this doesn't happen, and then it shows Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's kind of funny, but it brought Cameron back into that role, which is
very good.
Kind of a funny
very cool.
Yeah, very yeah. good. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's throw one out here. Do you guys ever see the movie version, The Brady Bunch?
No.
It is wrong.
No,
it's funny. It's a spoof on The Brady Bunch, and it's actually rather adult at times, and it's very funny.
Okay.
Surprisingly funny.
I did not see it.
Yeah, they got a bunch of kids who were basically dead ringers.
Interesting.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Okay, Marsha. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. Okay.
Marsha.
Another animated movie, and that's going to be Moana, which we tend to mention quite
a
bit. But it's
good
about
one.
Family. She's got to save her village and save her family, and it's one that all the kids can watch, and really good. And, Andy, sorry, I'm going to do a double up here with Christmas coming up and lots of families being together.
Sure, go ahead.
Frozen, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Sisters.
The theme of Christmas and everything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have a really good Christmas family movie. That would be Elf.
Yes.
Okay.
Finding his dad,
right?
It's family. Totally. Okay, here we go. Got to get back to Mr. Steve Martin, Parenthood. That is totally about family. And now it's more serious. It's got some serious themes throughout it. And a terrific, by the way, performance by Keanu Reeves in it. And it's just very well done, really well acted. What do you think, Richard?
I don't know if I ever saw it, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Surprisingly good.
All right, we got two more. You're up, and then me, and then we'll call it quits. Go ahead.
I have one.
Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, Andy has one?
Well, let me throw it in now. Lost in Space.
Okay.
It's a movie. No, it was actually, it's made about the TV show, but it actually wasn't too bad.
Okay.
The Robinson Family in Space.
Okay. All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go one, and this is going to be a bad last one, sorry, which is going to be just a Harry Potter trilogy. They did a good job of kind of... all of the family, even though it's Harry's finding his family and his friends are his family and all that fun stuff to go along with it.
All right, I have the last one. It is a Christmas movie. It is about family, and that would be Jim Carrey in The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a family movie about family, right?
You know, they've got a new Grinch out. It's on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
And it's the new one, Andy, that came out, I guess, a few years ago. And I'll be honest, I hated it in the theater, but now after watching it again, it's really pretty funny.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you're a mean title. One, Mr. Grinch.
This is Jared Polis with Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Yep. That's our governor. Mr.
By the
Grinch.
Way, is that Democrats this holiday season or what? You've got an entire party that has waged war on the holidays.
There you go. Richard, thanks. Enjoy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Get your lights going. All right. We'll be right back. Barber's Foods is next. Speaking of the holidays and being ready and having all the meat and the things that you want and so on, Barber's Foods has you covered. In fact, they'll deliver meat right to your door. Just go online, barbersfoods.com. Don't forget to order the 2 free pounds of ground Wagyu right now. Just use beef at checkout.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
All right, well, I always like to come back and mention some things I didn't get a chance to do with listeners that texted in. Step Brothers, hilarious, by the way.
Definitely not for families, but yeah.
Somebody said The Outsiders. Yeah, okay, it's a family movie. It's, I mean, it's not recent, but it's still good.
Can I throw one in that we should have said? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Moranis.
Yes, good one. Hang on. I'm going through text messages here, folks. Ice Age? Is that about family?
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, they form a family.
Somebody said Safe House.
I did not see it.
That's about family. Yeah, that would qualify.
Little Women, in case anybody has seen that.
Oh, yeah, Little Women. You know, one I was going to add, too, this really is also about family. It's a mafia movie, Goodfellas.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of mafia movies are about family.
Sure, the family.
Yeah.
The family. So, yeah, there we go, folks. Again, this will play in entirety. The entire show today will play next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So if you are listening to us the day after Thanksgiving, we do appreciate that very much. On Thanksgiving Day, by the way, we have 3 hours. I'm playing on Thanksgiving Day. 3 hours of some great movie reviews we've done in the past. I won't tell you what they are. You'll just have to listen next Thursday on Thanksgiving and find out. 3 great hours of replays on Thanksgiving Day.
They were all fun. We had a lot
they
of
were fun, and we just figured on Thanksgiving we'll have a great Thanksgiving fun day, and there you go. A
lot of audience participation.
So that'll be that day. All right, so Purify Chevrolet's coming up next, folks. And speaking of family, this is a family-owned dealership since 1960. It's been in the Purify family since then. Rolly's dad actually started the dealership. He's now carried on that legacy. And if you want to buy a car from a great family dealership, that is Purifoy Chevrolet. Call 303-659-8311 or purifoychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. About a minute left. We have a few honorable mentions that we didn't get to.
Let me throw a few in here right away. The Pacifier with Vin Diesel, your favorite actor.
Okay. Not hardly.
Christopher Robin is an adorable film.
You liked that one, didn't you?
It's surprisingly good. A lot of people actually liked it. Swiss Family Robinson, Sabrina, October Sky, tremendous movie about a father and son relationship with the Rockets and all this. The Addams Family, Despicable Me, is obviously a classic. Mary Poppins and one more. 6-hour miniseries, Pride and Prejudice. That's all about family, and it's brilliantly
done. You know, one we didn't mention. What's the name of the Mister Rogers film? That's about family.
It is.
What was it called? Something Day in Your Neighborhood, or
A Beautiful Day,
Beautiful
in, the
Day in the Neighborhood? I want to say.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Great movie.
Well done.
Fabulous movie, by the way.
Yeah.
If you have not seen that movie, it is a great movie. It's a great family movie, and it is about family as well. So we'll leave it at that. All right, we're going to come back. Another full hour coming your way. We are going to talk about, because this is going to, again, replay the day after Thanksgiving, we are going to talk about Christianity and politics, which most people don't ever touch on.
And so we will.
We'll do that next. So we'll be right back. I'll also give you the answer to the question of the day, which somebody got right earlier. We'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.